Supporters of the FM Diversion Project made their case for increased state funding to the State Senate Appropriations Committee on Thursday. The Diversion Authority is asking for another $300 million based on the new Plan B for the project. That brings the estimated cost to around $2.7 billion. Martin Nicholson is with CH2M Jacobs, the program management consultant hired by the Diversion Authority.
From the standpoint of, is this the right project to protect the infrastructure and protect against a $20 billion loss in that metropolitan area, yes, it is still quite reasonable with respect to long-term and affordable with respect to being able to pay that back long-term with sales tax revenues.
Diversion supporters said they have now asked a federal judge in St. Paul to throw out the lawsuit brought by upstream interests to stop the project, saying the original injunction concerned Plan A, not Plan B. But one of the opponents from Richland County, Cash Olland, says some of the claims made by supporters in the committee are not accurate.
They do not have a permit yet. There was a federal court hearing at Fargo's insistence where they were begging to have the injunction released. It was not released. The Minnesota DNR did not join in releasing that injunction. And in fact, the judge, as I understand, kind of schooled them and told them you don't have a permit and you won't have a permit until the process completes.
The committee has not taken action. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.